The Ghana Shippers Authority, in collaboration with stakeholders in the trade and transport sector, has organized a consultative workshop in Kumasi on trade facilitation and road governance. The workshop was to update and sensitize players in the trade and transport industry to current developments along Ghana's northbound transit corridor. This would ultimately eliminate inefficiencies on the corridor and thereby increase overall transport competitiveness for the benefit of shippers and transporters. Correspondent Ekusia from Pong Satin for Radio Ghana.
Participants analyzed transit trade procedures and proposed measures to reduce costs and delays along the corridor to enhance competitiveness. The chief executive of the Ghana Shippers Authority, Dr. Kofi Mbia, said the ineffective implementation of measures in road governance has the potential of reducing the competitiveness of shippers in relation to other competitors in the sub-region. He said a recent study from the World Bank revealed that a 10% increase in road transport costs reduces trade by 20%, which ultimately limits economic growth. According to Dr. Mbia, bottlenecks to trade along the corridors should be given the needed attention so it does not reduce the competitiveness of shippers and the long-term economic prospects of Ghana and the West African sub-region. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Peter Anefi Mensah, emphasized government's commitment to tackle issues of road transport governance. He said efforts will be made to ensure the smooth movement of goods and people within the West African sub-region in conformity with the ECOWAS protocol that Ghana has signed on to. He called for attitudinal change on the part of some public officials whose responsibility is to ensure that the country derives utmost benefit from its trade facilitating efforts.